The three escapers made their way uphill through the still sleeping camp. Tammo felt that all was going well, too well, and that worried him. Fordun peered around in the darkness and suddenly saw Wrinkle and his band striding through the camp, coming in their direction. Thinking swiftly, the old squirrel pulled his two friends down beside half a dozen vermin lying round a fire and scrambled beneath Midge's cloak.
"Lie still! Some of the scum are coming this way!"
Hardly daring to breathe, they stretched on the ground amid the slumbering rascallions. Wrinkle actually trod on the hem of Tammo's cloak as they went by, and Tammo heard the ferret mutter to one of his companions as they passed.
"I've got a feeling they'll be down by the stream where that old squirrel's caged up."
Raising his head carefully, Midge watched them from the back as they headed toward the water. The trio rose slowly, avoiding the outstretched paws of a stoat who was acting out a dream. The stoat snuffled and turned away from them, kicking out with a foot paw that came into contact with the glowing log.
"Yowch!"
At the sound of the creature's yelp, Wrinkle and his party turned. Midge saw they were discovered. He took off at a run, hissing to his friends.
"Fat's in the fire, chaps! Make a dash for it!"
Silently and grimly, the chase of death began as they shot off uphill. The stoat was clutching his scorched foot paw, hopping about. One of Wrinkle's band whacked him with a cudgel as he passed and snarled,
"Go back to sleep, mate!"
Though Fordun was a strong old beast, he was not half as fast as the two hares, so they were forced to run at his pace. With the enemy hard on their heels, they got clear of the encampment and made the brow of the hill. Midge turned and threw his spear, and it pierced a vixen who was running alongside Wrinkle. This slowed their pursuers momentarily and bought them a second's time. Breasting the hill, Tammo called out as they ran,
"Rock! Rock your gring!"
Lower downhill, the giant hare heard Tammo. Leaping from cover, he bounded uphill to meet them. Wrinkle was first over the hilltop. He pulled the spear from the dead vixen, taking aim at Midge. He threw the weapon skillfully.
"Sit there, Midge! Look out!"
Rockjaw flung himself in a flying tackle, pulling into Midge and knocking him sideways. The spear took Rockjaw through his side. Hatred welled up in Tammo. He heaved his own spear straight at Wrinkle. It struck the ferret through his middle, snapping off as he fell and rolled downhill toward them. Rockjaw brushed Midge and Fordun aside as they tried to lift him. Close to a dozen vermin were dashing down upon them now. The big hare unslung his bow, crying,
"Get going! I'll hold him off!